She buys her magazines and it's the same every week. Look at her fat rolls, look at the state of her feet. Should I be acting cold because she's paying for heat, but she's displaying a streak of what I don't want to see, obsessing on her physique, and she's beautiful to me. See, ever since she's been reading these mags, she's uncovered these new problems she never knew that she had. Every time we're out now, it's tantrums and tears, convinced everyone was pointing out her pointy out ears, sat with a sad face. I'm like, babe, what are you disappointed about? Nobody noticed your ears until you was pointing them out, but it's all in her head, drawing red circles on with that pen of venom again. Scraping her hair back with a head at a sand, fixating on what to wear and going off on a rant. I'm like, hello, look, I understand, okay. Those magazines are feeding you an image next to yay or nay, like that's fact, and say if you act fast, you'll get closer to emulating whatever star they reveal on a poster like you're supposed to. And then when you've been working on that image for ages, working hard and spending all of your wages and an ideal you've been chasing and finally made it, that look that was in now, they've gone and changed it, and it's been 28 days, baby, can't exchange it. There's a new look, a new hook, and if you look any different to this next model who's lost weight again, they'll get you hating them the way they made you start hating men with a H&M. While these disgraceful men at the top shop spot a new gap in the market, while the market marketing department brainstorm in one room, just give them more choice, they'll all be trying a monsoon. As you consume, they access your eyes and tell you how best to accessorize to impress the guys, like your only assets are your breasts and thighs. Let's invest in a dress for anorexic buyers, bring out a new size 5 and act like that's fine, but how what they're projecting is affecting your mind, you haven't got time, because the media are all about the immediate, with no moral compass as long as they're hitting the targets. It's everywhere in the charts, it's your Nicki Minaj's, gerating the rasses and talking about the bits, calling it the greatest hits. Whatever happened to great lyricists like the Smiths? Two lovers and wine, pass me by, and heaven knows I'm miserable now, cause it's pitiful how, in the year 2014, girls at 14 abort dreams, cause they're more keen on what they've all seen on small screens, allowing distort scenes of orgies with girls on all knees as they all please for small fees, while all these paps snap up girls' skirts outside a club wrecked, allowing fame to portray them as an object and not a subject. So after maths, let's have a class on this subject, cause those magazines that we read have a much darker subtext.